我们已经来到罗马书第七章。
And we have come to Romans chapter 7.
我们每个主日来教会就是要听主的话。
Every Lord's Day we come to church to listen to God's word.
主的话就记载在圣经里面。
And God's word is recorded in the Bible.
所以我们就要来跟大家讲解主的话。
And we want to explain to you God's word.
所以请大家打开罗马书，我们要从罗马书第七章第七节读到二十五节。
Romans chapter 7, we shall be reading from verses 7 to 25.
罗马书七章七节说，这样我们可以怎么说呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因罪，非因律法，我就不知道何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。然而罪趁着机会，就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我心里发动。因为没有律法，罪是死的。我以前没有律法是活的，但诫命来了，罪又活了，我就死了。本来叫人活的诫命反倒叫我死。因为罪趁着机会，就这诫命引诱我，并且杀了我。这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁的，公义的，良善的。既然如此，那良善叫我死吗？断乎不是。叫我死的乃是罪，但罪借着那良善叫我死，就显出真是罪。叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了。我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但是我属乎肉体的，这已经卖给了罪。因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我做的我所做的不是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我愿意的善我倒不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做我所不愿意的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的恶的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中有另外一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那从肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠住我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服了神的律，我肉体却顺服了罪的律。
Romans 7:7. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law did not say, you shall not covet. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law. But when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous and good. Did that which is good then bring death to me? By no means. It was sin, producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, It is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself shall serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
这段圣经是在讲到基督徒与罪的挣扎。
This passage is about the Christian's struggle with sin.
基督徒的生命是征战的生命。
The Christian's life is a life of struggle.
我们必须要跟这个魔鬼征战。
And we are battling against the devil.
因为圣经里面，以弗所书那边告诉我们，我们不是以血气的征战，乃是以那自证的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及空中属灵气的恶魔征战。这个是记载在以弗所书六章十二节。And
we see this recorded in Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以我们是跟魔鬼征战。
So we war against the devil.
属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual warfare.
不但是我们与魔鬼属灵的征战，我们也跟世界征战。
And we do not just war against the devil, against the spiritual forces, but we also war against worldliness.
约翰一书二章十五节告诉我们，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
1 John 2:15 tells us, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
我们常常在这个挣扎当中。
And we are often in this struggle.
我们常常被世界引诱。
And we are tempted by the world.
但是我们圣经告诉我们不要爱世界和世界上的事。
But the Bible tells us not to love the world nor the things of the world.
我们不是属于这个世界的。
We do not belong to this world.
我们的公民是在天上的。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
所以我们要学习在从世界上面分别出来。
So we need to learn how to be separated from the world.
不要跟着世界，跟着潮流走。
And not go with the tide.
不但我们与魔鬼征战，与世界征战，我们还有跟自己的肉体征战。
We do not just war against the devil and worldliness, but we also war against our own flesh.
就好像今天的经文七章二十三节说，我在肢体里面有另外一个律与我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
It's just like the passage we read today in verse 23, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members.
所以你看到基督徒与罪不断的征战。
So we realize that Christians are constantly struggling with sin.
很多人觉得很奇怪，为什么基督徒还会跟罪征战呢？
Many people find it puzzling. Why are Christians still struggling with sin?
我们基督徒不是已经成圣了吗？我们不是已经得救了吗？为什么我们还会犯罪？
Are not Christians holy and saved? Why do we still continue to sin?
所以我们要很清楚，我们在这个世界上，我们还没有完全，还没有得到。
And we want to be clear that while we are still on this earth, we are not yet perfected.
所以我们要问一个问题，很多人不知道说，我们在这个地上，我们得救了吗？我们是得救了。
And many people, they are unclear and they ask the question, are we saved already while we are on this earth? Yes, we are already saved.
但是救恩完成了吗？
But has salvation been complete?
那么当然我们在知道在神的计划里面，救恩还没有完全完成。
And we know that in God's plan, salvation has not been fully completed.
因为将来主耶稣要再来。
Because in the future, Jesus will come again.
主要把我们的身体改变，变成他的身体一样。
And Jesus will transform our bodies to become like His.
但是今天这件事情还没有发生。
But today, this has not yet happened.
所以我们的身体，这个身体还没有得赎。
And our bodies have not yet been redeemed.
所以罗马书第八章二十三节讲到说，我们这些受造之物都一同劳气劳叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但是如此，我们有圣灵果子的呢，自己也心里叹息，要等候得着儿子的名分，就是我们的身体得赎。
Romans 8:22-23 tells us, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies."
所以我们已经跟大家在罗马书第六章讲到了，我们这个身体呢还没有完全得赎，所以我们身体有一个这个倾向去犯罪。
And we have said before in Romans chapter 6 that our bodies have yet to be redeemed, and therefore our body's inclination is to sin.
所以我们必须要控制，保罗说我们要这个管理这个身体，要使这个身体服我。
And that's why we need to control our bodies, just as what Paul said, "I buffet my body and want it to keep it under control."
所以我们必须要懂得，我们很自然的基督徒，很自然的会去犯罪。
And we want to realize that even as Christians, our natural tendency is to sin.
但是我们必须要控制它，必须要管理它，让它能够顺服在神的旨意底下。
But we need to keep our bodies under control so that it is going to submit to God's will.
所以让我们来看这段圣经的时候呢，你注意看到这段圣经呢，其实如果你看它的这个口语，这个。 过去式的口语跟现在式的口语呢，你会发现这边你可以分成两段。
And if we pay attention to the tense of this passage, we can actually see that there are two distinct parts.
所以从7节到第14节，或者第13节呢，这里给我们看到是一段，是它的用词呢，都是过去式的。
And from verse 7 to 13, we will see that this is one section where all the tense there are in the past.
那么接下来从14节到25节呢，都是用现代式的口语，是只是现在发生的事情。
But from verses 14 to 25, we find it written in the present tense, which represents what's happening right now.
所以我把它这个分成两部分，就是一个信主的人在还没有信主之前跟信主之后的分别。
So I divide this passage into two sections. The first section is regarding a person before he was converted, while the second part is after conversion.
所以我们把这个题目定为是基督徒与罪的关系，那么在7节到13节呢，是信主前基督徒与罪的关系。
So the title of the sermon is The Relationship Between Christians and Sin. And verses 7 to 13 shows us what happens before conversion.
如果你看第七节，他说这样我们怎么可以说呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不可，因为非因律法我就不知道何为罪，非律法说不可贪心，我就不知道何为贪心。
And verse 7 says, "What then shall we say that the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin, for I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.'"
所以这边我们讲到，到底律法是罪吗？
So it says here that the law is sin.
当然不是。
By no means.
那么保罗就接下去告诉我们律法的功用是什么？
And then Paul continues to show us the function of the law is.
那么第一呢，律法的功用是叫我们知罪。
Firstly, the law reveals sin.
所以他把罪彰显出来，第七节。And
that's in verse 7.
第八节呢，他给我们看到什么呢？他看到罪使我们，这个律法用罪来使我们，致死罪人。And
secondly, we also see that the law actually condemns the person to die by sin.
所以他使到这个引诱，使到人被这个律法来引诱犯罪。
And the law actually arouses a person to sin.
所以你看第八节，然而罪趁着机会，就叫做诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我心里面发动。
Look at verse 8. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness.
是的，罪彰，这个律法彰显罪，但是律法却引诱，使到罪人被罪引诱。
Yes, the law reveals sin, but because of the revealing sin, it also arouses a person to sin.
不但罪，这个罪用律法来引诱人犯罪，同时律法呢会致使那个罪人。So
not only does sin make use of the law to tempt the person, But the law also ruins the sinner.
你看第九节，他说：“以前我没有律法是活的，但诫命来的时候，罪又活了，我就死了。本来叫人活的诫命，倒叫我死，因为罪趁着机会借着诫命引诱我，并且将我杀了。”
Verse 9, I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died.
不但是这样，罪呢，这个律法呢，也使我们看出这个罪的确是特别的可恶。
And not only this, but the law let us see the horrible nature of sin.
所以他说在第十二节，你看这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁的，公义的，良善的。既然如此，那良善的叫我死吗？断乎不是。叫我死的乃是罪。但是罪借着良善叫我死，就显出真的是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显得恶极了。
Verse 12, so the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous and good. Did that which is good then bring death to me? By no means. It was sin, producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure.
所以在这边你看到我们这里经文里面讲了很多有关律法的功用。
And we see over here from the passage that it shows us many uses or functions of the law.
所以律法是好的。
The law is good.
律法是良善的。
The law is good.
是圣洁的，是公义的。
It is holy and righteous.
所以这边给我们看到律法，这样我要问你一个问题，什么使我们致使我们死亡呢？
So we want to ask the question, what is the cause of my death?
所以这段圣经里面到底它的主题是什么呢？是律法吗？
What is the main theme of this passage? Is it about the law?
因为这边所要讲的到底什么把我杀死呢？
Because it tells us something here that kills us.
特别第十三节，他说难道那个良善叫我死吗？
Especially verse 13, did that which is good then bring death to me?
当然不是。
Of course not.
所以在第十一节说，因为是罪，是罪借着机会，借着机会，趁着机会，借着诫命引诱我，把我杀了。
Verse 11 tells us that it is sin that kills us, for sin seizing an opportunity through the commandment deceived me and through it killed me.
所以那个主凶是谁呢？
So what is the cause?
那个就是那个罪。
It is sin.
那么那个他借着什么呢？他用着什么途径呢？
And what is the channel?
啊，就是诫命。
That's the law.
那么它结果是什么呢？
And what's the consequence?
结果是死亡。
Is death.
所以我们会注意到这里，到底是主题是律法呢，还是主题是罪？
So is the main theme here law or is it sin?
所以我认为这段圣经的主题应该是罪，而不是律法。
So I believe that this main theme here is actually sin and not the law.
我们再回答一个问题，为什么我会死呢？是因为罪借着律法使我们这个死。
And what the question that we asked just now, the answer is it is sin that actually kills us through the law.
所以律法它在这里呢，不是它的重点，它的重点是罪促使我们死。
So the main theme here is not about the law, but that sin kills us.
所以这段圣经你注意到它的这个是都是用过去的口语。
And we find that this is all written in the past tense.
所以这里是在讲保罗过去还没有信主之前的发生罪跟他的关系。
So Paul was describing his relationship with sin before he was converted.
而且你在这个形容词里面都讲到说保罗是在罪中死了。
And he keeps describing again and again that he is dead in sin.
但是来到这个第十三节到二十五节的时候，我们发现他全部的用词呢都是用现代式的口语。
But from verse 13 onwards to the end, all the tenses are in present tense.
是现在。
It's now.
所以我们发现一件事情呢，保罗在形容他在写这罗马书的时候，当时候发生的事情。
And we realize that Paul, as he wrote the book of Romans, he's describing what was happening then.
所以在这边就发现过去式和现代式有很清楚的分别。
And we see a clear distinction between past and present tense.
所以我们可以形容这段圣经可以分成两个部分，一个是信主前罪使他死了，那么现在呢，他这个现在是 罪跟他之间的关系是使到他跟罪在挣扎。
And we find that before he was converted, sin killed him. But after he was converted, now he begins the struggle with sin.
所以在过去呢，他不能够与罪挣扎，他只能够顺服在罪的底下。但是在第十三节过后呢，他却在跟罪征战。
In the past, he had no struggle with sin because he was under the dominion of sin. But after verse 13, now that he is converted, he begins this struggle with sin.
所以这个罗马书第七章十三到二十五节是有教会历史以来呢一个非常大的辩论。
And this whole passage is full of debate in the history of the church.
所以很多人在形容在解释这段圣经的时候呢都有两个不同的看法。
Many people when explaining this passage have two different views.
到底这段圣经是在形容这个是一个不信主的人还是一个信主的人？
Is this passage describing an unbeliever or a believer?
所以在这段圣经里面呢用了很多词汇有时候我们很难解释。
And the passage uses many terms that are difficult to explain.
特别他说在第十四节里面他说我已经卖给了罪。
Like in verse 14, sold under sin.
那么在第十八节这里讲到他说他里头没有良善。
And verse 18 says that nothing good dwells in me.
那么特别在第二十四节他说我真是苦啊我被关在这个取死的身体里面。
And verse 24, I am a wretched man in this body of death.
所以这些词汇呢，好像形容一个还没有信主的人。
All these phrases seem to describe an unbeliever.
但是同一个时候呢，我们也在这段圣经里面发现，有很多经文给我们发现，保罗在形容这个人的时候，他说他喜欢神的律，第二十二节。
But yet we also find in this same passage, phrases like verse 22,I delight in the law of God.
所以他发现他里面有一个很大的征战。
And there is a war waging inside.
他里面要做好的事情，要做顺服神的事情，却有另外一个律在里面跟他一起打仗，不让他做。
And he wants to do what is good and what pleases God, but inside him there is another law waging war.
而且在这个十六节他也讲到说，这个律法是好的。
And verse 16, the law is good.
所以在这边有很多这些经文给我们看见，这边呢不可能一个不信主的人会喜欢神的律法。
And all this points us to the fact that it is impossible that an unbeliever will delight in the law of God.
啊，他不会认为神的律法是善的。
He will not think that the law of God is good.
他也不会说他要跟随神的律法。
And he will not say that he wants to follow God's law.
而且它里面呢不可能有这种交战。
And it is not possible to have this war in his inner being.
一个不信主的人呢，他不要顺服神，他也不会跟他身体在身里面说我要顺服神，我不要顺服神，他根本就不承认有神的存在。
In an unbeliever's heart, there will not have this struggle of whether I want to obey God or I don't want to obey God because in his heart, he is always wanting to disobey.
那么在罗马书第一章一开始的时候，他就讲到神的愤怒显在一切不虔不义的人身上。这些人呢是叫做阻挡真理的人。所以一个不信的人是阻挡真理的，他不相信神，也不喜欢他的真理。
And at the beginning of Romans chapter 1, we already see in verse 18 that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.And who are these unrighteous men? These are the people who suppress the truth.
那么在罗马书一章二十一节也讲到说，神的事情人所能知道的，神已经给他们显明，但是他们却不把神当作神来荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And verse 21 tells us, although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
所以他们阻挡神，他们不承认有神。
So they suppress the truth and they deny God.
而不但是这样的，约翰三章二十节也是告诉我们，凡作恶的便恨光，并且不来救光，恐怕他们的行为受责备。
John 3:20 also tells us that everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed.
所以他们不要来顺服神，他们不要顺服神的真理，他们也没有这个愿望去以来遵循神的旨意。
So they do not want to obey God, they do not have a desire to obey God, and they do not want to follow God's will.
所以在这里呢，我们可以看到这里的这个人呢，会发现这边形容的人又爱神，又爱神的律法，又要遵循神的律法，他怎么可能是一个非信徒呢？
So in Romans 7, this is a person who loves God, who loves the law of God, and who wants to obey God. How can he be an unbeliever?
所以在这边呢，我们就要仔细想到底这段圣经到底形容非信徒还是形容信徒。
So we need to examine this carefully to see whether it describes a believer or an unbeliever.
所以在整段圣经里面呢，我们发现这个字保罗就是讲我这个我是谁。
And in this entire passage, Paul keeps saying I, who am I?
所以在这边我们就可以发现从七节到二十五节保罗在形容他自己。
And we find that in verse 7 to 25, Paul was describing himself.
当然有些人说他在形容旧我，就是讲到亚当的我啊，或者有人讲形容这个是以色列，但是这些都不是很好的解释。
There are people who say that this I is referring to the old man, the Adam, or some others say that it's referring to Israel, but these are all not very acceptable explanations.
那么在这里呢，不但是他用很多我字，这边也很明显的从第七章到二十五节很明显的划分，前面半部都是用过去是已经过去的事情，那么十三节下半呢都是现在的事情，过去跟现在有很清楚的划分。
And we also see a clear distinction as mentioned just now from verse 7 to 13 is written in the past tense, and from 14 onwards is in the present tense.
所以在这边我们可以这么讲说，保罗在讲他过去没有信主之前发生的事情，跟他现在信主之后正在发生的事情。
So we can say that this is Paul referring to his past experience before conversion and his present experience after conversion.
我们还要注意到一件事情，在英文圣经就比较明显看到，他说我是属于肉体，跟随从肉体是两回事情。
And in the English it's clear that there is a difference between of the flesh versus in the flesh.
所以我们是属于肉体，我们有肉体，但是呢，我们不跟从肉体。
We are of the flesh, but we are not in the. No, we are in the flesh, but we are not of the flesh.
所以我们不是要跟着肉体去做。
So we are not of the flesh, meaning we are not following the flesh.
所以我们要问到一个问题呢，刚才我们一看到一开始呢，我们的身体还没有得赎的时候呢，我们会发现一个真正的基督徒呢，才会有这种挣扎。
And just now we already mentioned that.If we are not converted, we will not have a struggle, because only true Christians will experience spiritual struggles.
因为如果你已经得救之后呢，你有一个新的生命，你的新的生命里面呢，就跟你的旧的肉体，这个还没有得赎的肉体，不断的发生征战，因为你有新的看见，你知道神的律法，你对神感觉到非常的敏感。
Because after you receive new life, then there will be this spiritual struggle, becauseYou now have a new life and you can see all these things clearly and you have a greater sensitivity to the things of God.
你已经开始明白神，也明白神的律法。
And you start to understand God and His law.
你明白什么可以做，什么不可以做。
And you know what should be done, what cannot be done.
你知道神的要求。
And you know God's demand.
但是你的身体还没有得罪的身体有一种倾向要去犯罪的时候呢，你知道这个是错的。
But when your unredeemed body has this natural tendency to sin, your mind tells you that that is wrong.
但是没有信主的人不会有这种感觉。
But the unbeliever will not have such feelings.
他不会说我要顺服神。
He will not say I want to obey God.
他也不会喜欢神的律，也不想要顺服神的律。
He will not delight in the law of God, neither does he want the law of God.
信主的人知道神的律，而且要去很盼望去遵循神的律法。
Believers.Want to know God's law and they want to actually obey God's law.
所以这边就产生一个征战。
So there is a struggle.
所以我可以跟你讲，如果你没有这个征战呢，你可能不是基督徒。
So I can say to you, if you do not have such a struggle in your life, you might not be a believer.
所以因为你是真正的基督徒，有新的生命，有新的这个自然，这个生命在里面呢，你对神、对神的律法非常的敏感。
But because you are a Christian now, you have this new life in you, you start to be sensitive to the things of God.
所以你很多事情，就算没有人看见呢，你都不想做，你也知道是违背神，而且心里会有一种害怕。
Therefore, in many things, even when no one is looking, you will know that it is wrong and there is fear in your heart.
而且我们有时候发现自己跟这个罪呢挣扎得很厉害。
And sometimes we find that in us there is this great struggle with sin.
甚至有时候我们觉得很失望，为什么我会有跟罪这么大的挣扎？
Sometimes we are even disappointed. Why do we have such a great struggle with sin?
但是我要告诉你，圣经很清楚告诉我们，这个身体还没有得赎。
But I want you to know that the Bible tells us clearly that our bodies have not been redeemed.
所以我们圣经告诉我们要攻克己身，叫身服我，让这个身体呢听我这个人的话。
That's why the Bible tells us that we are to buffet our bodies and keep it under control.
让它来顺服神。
So that our bodies will obey God.
让我们管理这个身体来荣耀神。
And we need to discipline our bodies to bring glory to God.
所以不要以为你被罪吸引呢，是个很奇怪的事情。其实罪很自然会吸引你，但是我们必须要管理它，要制止它，要致死它。
So if you are attracted to sin, do not find it strange, because sin will be attractive. But what we need to do is to manage it and to overcome it.
所以在这里呢，不要因为我们被罪吸引，这个罪有吸引力而感觉到奇怪。
So do not feel strange if you find sin attractive.
所以我们要刻意的去阻挡它，制止它，而且要致死它。
We need to purposely oppose sin and to kill sin.
但是我们在这里，我们也看到很多人反对，就是这段里面讲到有很多经文讲到说，他被罪控制、被罪辖制、被罪管理。
And we find that there are people who oppose to this understanding because they say that in this passage is full of phrases that talks about sin being in control and sin being the master.
但是呢，我弟兄姐妹，我们要知道一件事情：如果一个人没有信主，他不会要顺服神的律。
But brothers and sisters, we want to remember this thing, that if a person does not believe in God, he would not want to obey God's law.
但是如果一个人越顺服神，越亲近神，越明白神的律，他就越对罪越来越敏感。
But if a person is getting closer and closer to God and understand God's law more and more, he will become more and more sensitive to sin.
就好像一个人靠近这个照明灯的时候，
It's just like when a person gets closer to the spotlight.
当越靠近的话呢，他的影子呢越黑。
The closer he is to the spotlight, the darker his shadow becomes.
所以你会发现呢，他越亲近神，他就越觉得罪的可恶。
And you will realize that the nearer a person draws to God, the more horrible he will find sin to be.
所以当他越属灵，他就越谦卑。
The more holy he is, the more humble he is.
所以一个人呢，他越靠近神，他就越觉得罪的可恶。
And a person who is nearer to God will find sin even more detestable.
所以他一个人越靠越属灵呢，他就觉得自己越不配。
The more the spiritual a person is, the more unworthy he finds himself.
所以他就觉得自己恶极了。
And he will find himself that so such a wretched person.
所以弟兄姐妹，越属灵的人就是越谦卑的人。
So brothers and sisters, the most spiritual person is the most humble person.
如果一个人觉得他自己很圣洁的，其实他是一个很骄傲的人。
If a person finds that he is very holy, actually this is an arrogant person.
如果一个人越靠近神，越靠近光的话呢，他就觉得自己越不配，越觉得自己不好，越觉得自己很讨厌，因为他看到完美的光，他就自己相对之下非常的可恶。
A person who draws nearer to God and becomes more and more spiritual will realize how sinful he himself and how unworthy he himself is, And he will find himself so miserable when compared to the infinitely holy God.
这个思想呢，跟世界完全相反。
Such a thinking is opposed to the world.
所以我们要注意，在属灵的原则跟世界的原则是完全不相同的。
So we want to realize that spiritual principles are actually at odds with the world's principles.
所以我们看到这个保罗在他年纪很大的时候写所罗马书的时候呢，他是大使徒保罗写罗马书的时候，他觉得自己很肮脏污秽，很恶极了。
And Paul wrote the book of Romans in his old age, and this is the great apostle Paul, but as he wrote the book of Romans, he considers himself a wretched man.
应该保罗写这封信的时候是他在第三次布道最后的时候写成的。
And this letter was likely written by Paul in his third missionary journey towards the end.
而且是在主后56年。
And it's around AD 56.
所以他是一个老保罗，快已经是非常对属灵的事情都有很清楚的认识之后的一个保罗。
And this was an old Paul who have a lot of understanding on spiritual things.
所以他越属灵，他越成长的时候，他就觉得自己越来越不配。
So the more spiritual and the more spiritually mature he becomes, the more humble he becomes, and he considers himself even more unworthy.
这种态度呢，不只是在罗马书出现。
We don't just see this kind of attitude in the book of Romans.
而且呢，在哥林多前书我们也看见。
We also see this in 1 Corinthians.
他说：“我原是使徒中最小的，是不配称为使徒，因为我以前是逼迫神的教会。”
For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
但是我们看到保罗所做的事情呢，做的侍奉呢，不比其他的使徒小。
But from his ministry, we realize that the things that he did is not any less compared to the other apostles.
而且在以弗所书他也是这么讲，他说我本来比众圣徒是最小的还要小。
And in Ephesians, Paul wrote to me, though I am the very least of all the saints.
他在跟谁比较？
Who is he comparing with?
他不是跟使徒比较，他是跟所有的信徒比较。他说我比所有的信徒还不配，还要小。
He was not comparing himself with other apostles. When he compares himself with the saints, he means to compare himself with other believers, and he considers himself the least and the least worthy among all the believers.
啊，所以如果你广泛来说，他可能说保罗说我跟你比，我还比你差。
So, broadly speaking, Paul is saying that when I'm compared to you, I am worse than you.
提摩太前书也是这样讲，保罗在提摩太前书一章十五节说，耶稣这个降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，十分可肺腑的。在罪人中，我是一个罪魁。
And 1 Timothy 1:15, he wrote, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost.
哈，保罗，你是罪魁，难道你杀人放火，你做了很这世界上最坏的事情吗？
And we ask Paul, did you kill and murder and did the worst things in this world?
但是呢，我们发现这个保罗说，所有的罪人当中，我是最坏的那一个。
And Paul actually says that among all the sinners, I am the worst sinner.
我告诉你，保罗有这样想，是因为他是最属灵的那个，他知道他是最糟糕的那一个，因为他靠近光。如果你认为我比保罗好，可见你多么骄傲。
And I tell you, the reason why Paul feels as such is because he is the most spiritual person, and he is very close to the light, and therefore he sees his own misery. But if you think of yourself as better than Paul, then you are so arrogant.
我们在这个属灵的世界里面，
when we are in this spiritual world,
你要知道我们的衡量的方法跟世人是不一样的。
The way that we measure our maturity is different from the world.
一个人越靠近神，越亲近神，越明白神的时候，他就知道自己非常不配，不值得神拯救。
When a person gets even closer and nearer to God, he will realize how unworthy he is, and he is not worthy of being saved.
但是今天有很多人不是这样想。
But today, many people do not think like this.
今天很是有人想说，你知道神为什么救我吗？因为我太好了，神舍不得我，所以非要救我不可。
There are many people today who says, do you know why God saved me? That's because I'm too good. And God cannot miss me. And that's why he saves me.
你知道他为什么舍弃他的儿子呢? 因为我比他儿子更好, 所以他舍弃儿子来换我。
Do you know why God gave his son? That's because I'm better than his son. So God gave his son in exchange of me.
所以我看我多么好。
Look at how good I am.
你看这个世界已经 very perverted. 这个头脑已经坏到极处。
So we can see that the human mind is perverted beyond measure.
哥林多前书我们看到他说, 然而今日我成了何等的人,是蒙神的恩才成的。
1 Corinthians tell us, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
所以弟兄姐妹,你看到吗? 我们属灵的人呢,是要学习保罗, 当你一个真正亲近,明白神的人呢,是一个最谦卑的人, 在神面前呢,是神所喜悦的。
So brothers and sisters, you want to understand that the more spiritual or mature the person is, the nearer he is to God, the more humble he ought to become.
这个就是我们要追求的。
And this is what we ought to pursue.
所以保罗这么讲说, 你们当中呢, 有什么是不是领受的呢? 为什么自夸呢? 好像不是领受呢? 我们所有的东西都是神给我们的, 是免费的, 是靠恩典给我们的, 不是我们有什么功劳的。
And Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 4:7, what do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? We want to realize that everything that we have is actually given to us by God, and we do not deserve it.
所以你会发现, 我们讲到恩典的定义是什么呢? 恩典定义就是, 当我们不配有神给我们, 那个叫恩典。
So, what is the definition of grace? Grace is defined as God giving to us something that we do not deserve.
意思说我们不配神给我们叫恩典。
We do not deserve it, and God still gave it to us.
就好像保罗觉得我不配，我不够好，我完全不行，但是神开恩给我们这些，我们为此而感恩。
It's like Paul who says that I'm not worthy, I know that I cannot achieve it, but yet God gave it to us because he is gracious.
但是今天有人说, 因为神把他儿子给我是我比他好, 可见他有比主耶稣更好的, 他比众人更好的, 他有可夸的, 可见你看这个就不叫恩典了。
And if someone were to say that God gave his son for me because I'm more precious to God than his son, and that's because I'm better, then you realize that this is no longer grace.
所以当你越靠近光, 你又觉得自己影子越黑。
The closer you are to the light, the darker your shadow ought to be.
你越亲近神,你就觉得自己越不配。
The nearer you get to God, the more unworthy you will feel.
你越明白圣经,你就越觉得自己实在是蛮有恩典。
The more you understand the Bible, the more you realize that it is all because of God's grace.
如果不是神的恩典,我们完全不配,完全没有得到任何一点的这个好处的机会都没有。
If it were not for God's grace, then we are unworthy and we would not have received any of this good
things. 所以当你越亲近神的时候呢,你就觉得自己的罪越深。
So the nearer you draw to God, the more sinful you will feel you are.
所以你就跟罪不断的征战。
And you will then struggle with sin.
而且这个征战呢, 弟兄姐妹, 你不要以为有一天你会在这个世界上你能够完全成为圣人。
And brothers and sisters, do not begin to imagine that you will become a saint on this earth.
有些人说, 我已经完成了, 我已经达到了, 我已经成为圣人了。 弟兄姐妹, 在神面前他把你当成圣人, 但是在成圣的道路上, 你还差得很远。
And some people boast and say that I have already arrived, I have already become a saint, and I'm now very holy. Brothers and sisters, you want to know that positionally before God, he considers you as a saint, but in your life of sanctification, you have not achieved it.
圣经里面讲说, 连我们最好的呢, 在神面前也该是肮脏污秽的。
The Bible says that even our best before God is actually filthy rags.
我们没有一样可以夸。
There is nothing that we can boast in.
所以我们必须在这个世界上呢, 不断地征战, 直到我们见主的面。
Therefore, when we are on this earth, we continue in this struggle until we meet God face to face.
所以在约翰一书3:2节, 他说, 当我们见主的时候呢, 当主显现的时候呢, 我们必要向他。
That's why 1 John 3:2 tells us that when God appears again, we shall be like Him.
所以这个就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
是的，在我们成圣的道路当中， 我们可能信主20年之后， 比10年前好， 但是还差很远。
Yes, in our Christian life, after we become believers for say 10 years or so, as we look back, we have improved since the past, but we still have a long way to go.
但是呢, 弟兄姐妹, 我们要借力地去征战。
And brothers and sisters, we need to continue to struggle.
我们要借力地去把自己管理得好。
And we need to spend the effort and actually to control ourselves.
管理让我们完全顺服在神的旨意底下。
To control ourselves to be perfectly submissive to God's will.
就好像我们在看这个保罗在提摩太后书所讲的。
It's like what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy.
在提摩太后书保罗在离世的时候呢, 他讲的一句话, 他说, 我在提摩太后书4章6节说, 我现在被交奠离世的时候到了, 那美好的仗我已经打过了, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了, 所信的道我已经守住了。
It is only when Paul was nearing his death that he wrote in 2 Timothy 4:6, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那么他在这里讲说, 那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He says, I have fought the good fight.
那个字仗呢, 在希腊文是挣扎的意思。
And in the Greek, that word is actually meaning struggle.
意思说这里, 我们要跟罪征战到底, 而且他说, 这个征战呢, 我已经打这个美好的仗。
And in other words, we have to struggle with sin, and Paul has fought this good struggle.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们在这个地上, 我们常常受到罪的引诱。
So brothers and sisters, we are often tempted by sin in this world.
但是我们要去管理它, 我们就要去制止它, 我们要把它致死。
But we need to manage it, and we need to stop it, and we need to kill it.
所以保罗说, 我要攻克己身。
Therefore, Paul said, I buffet my body.
要叫身服我。
So as to keep it under control.
我攻克谁的身体? 是我的身体。 我攻克这个身体, 叫这个身体, 服我这个人。
I buffet my body to submit to my will.
你不要去管理别人的身体。
Don't go and manage somebody else's body.
去不要管理别人的罪。
And don't start managing other people's sin.
管理你自己的, 把自己管理好。
Manage your own sin well.
让神的荣耀, 神的这个见证在你身上彰显出来。
And let God's glory manifest in your life.
所以我们回到我们今天的经文。
And as we come back to today's passage.
所以保罗在这边告诉我们说, 他之前跟信主之前跟之后的, 的分别。
And the Apostle Paul is telling us the difference between before his conversion and after.
就是在他信主之前他死在罪中。
Before he believed in God, he was dead in sin.
过去的。
In the past.
但是这是信主之后呢?
But after believing in God,
他却跟罪在征战了, 他不是死, 他现在醒了, 他跟罪还在征战。
Now he is awake and he is struggling with sin.
而且这个征战真的很厉害。
And he struggles hard with sin.
所以你看第24节, 他说我真是苦啊。
And therefore verse 24, he says, Wretched man that I am.
谁能救我这取死的身体呢?
Who will deliver me from this body of death?
所以他是说, 感谢主第25节, 靠着耶稣基督就能脱离了, 这样看来, 我以内心顺服神的律, 我的肉体却顺服了罪的律。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
所以在这里, 我们如果是基督徒, 你会发现, 我们跟罪征战, 你说真的很苦, 在那边征战到你很失望, 而且很绝望。
And as Christians, sometimes we struggle so hard with sin to the point of desperation and disappointment.
这样怎么办呢?
What then shall we do?
答案就在罗马书第八章。
And the answer is in Romans chapter 8.
下一次我们就会在罗马书第八章告诉我们怎么样胜过这个取死的身体。
And in Romans chapter 8, we will be speaking of this next time, of how we can overcome this body of death.
但是今天呢, 我们只看到保罗跟我们讲说, 基督徒以罪征战是一个属灵的事实。
Today, we see that Paul is telling us that a Christian's struggle with sin is a real spiritual reality.
你不要以为奇怪。
Do not find it strange.
而且呢, 你必须要继续打这个仗, 而且要打赢它。
And you need to continue to fight this battle and you must win.
让我们每一个人学习在神面前继续以罪征战, 直到我们得胜为止。
Let each and every one of us learn to struggle with sin and until we are victorious.
让我们做一个接受的祷告。
Let us end in prayer.
我们请志平来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word here that shows us that we should find it a norm to struggle with sin daily. Let us not be disappointed when we are tempted by sin. Let us not be discouraged and thinking that we are unbelievers. But no, the very fact that we struggle with sin shows that we are now alive. And we are sensitive to sin. Give us strength through our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit that is in us to struggle and to be victorious. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.